Tell me what we've been seeing in Arizona in recent weeks with COVID-19 case numbers.
As of now, I think the biggest challenge that we are seeing is in Maricopa County and in Yuma and Santa Cruz counties, which are on the border. The Phoenix population is about 5 million people. So it's very, very concentrated. 58% of all the Arizona cases are actually in Phoenix. And even more disturbing is it's 58% of the cases are in the age group under 44 years of age. Young people who should be taking care of children and their loved ones and their parents. So this is a huge problem.
So we've been seeing in the past week not only kind of record numbers of new cases, but also increased hospitalizations. What factors are driving those trends?
When the stay-at-home orders were lifted in May 15th, we had projected that this was going to happen. We did not do a staggered, slow, methodological opening. We kind of opened up, and the quarantine fatigue that had set in got people to get out very quickly. And what happened was the risk perception went down dramatically. One of the things that surprises me is when I see how casual life is outside, where people are sitting in coffee shops and really not physically distancing. You don't see that much use of masks. All of these things have actually increased what you're seeing right now. And when you don't have a coordinated effort, it's going to be very hard, even if one small community tries to do all the right things, because this virus does not believe in borders. It's a very nonpartisan, very impartial virus. So it will come whether you like it or not.
We know that certain groups in our state are more affected by this disease than others. Can you talk about some of those more vulnerable populations?
Well, based on the CDC report, among all COVID-19 cases for which they have data on ethnicity, 33% were Hispanics. 22% were non-Hispanic Blacks, even though these groups only accounted for 13% and 18% respectively of U.S. population. People of color are more affected by this. And some might ask, why? Why is that? Well, it's mostly people of color who are disproportionately represented in the low-wage, so-called essential jobs that are expected to stay open. They also live in more densely populated communities. And another thing to also think about is COVID-19 has led to this kind of financial stresses as shutdowns have impacted employers and industries. So who are the people most affected? It's mostly the minority populations. So it's almost like affected from every different way. It couldn't have been worse.
Do you think anything needs to change about Arizona's public health response right now?
We are not even at the peak right now. We are still going up, and we still have a long way to go. But how we flatten that curve or how we bring that spike down really depends on what we do. How do we make sure that the community thinks as a unit, not as an individual, but as a unit, because we all live in a community, and that is what we need to start recognizing.
Pranima Marivanan, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Not a problem.